Okay, I've got a prediction.
Number one,
the Podscape is going to change. And the people who were at the top last year will not be at the top all of this year.
So this is pertinent to the podcast. This is a podcast you're presumably watching or
Here's
listening.
What has happened, okay? Now, money rushed into the pod space and tons of big and bad deals were made in the last 5 years. That money has dried up. There's an aphorism in investing. You never want to be first dollar in. First dollar in got killed. People were given a lot of money for their podcasts, and people have gone broke. They've been bad deals. Kind of like what happened when Sirius thought that having Howard Stern would make them like a household thing. Hasn't happened. Just made him really rich. But it's not like Sirius is everywhere now, right? They're just mainly in like rental cars. So the Podscape,
<It's true. laughs>
second dollar in with the Podscape. With this election, people now know that you can get bang for your buck and you can get reach and resonance. And I'm telling you, on the right and on the anti-institutional side, you're going to do a lot better than Joe Rogan and his merry band of, you know, cut-rate comedians. And I'm not saying that those guys will disappear, but you're going to see better, bigger talent come in. Like what? A guy like a Bill Burr is going to get enticed into that space. A guy like Louis C.K.
Bill Burr has a podcast.
But I'm saying ramping it up, that there's going to be money that puts it into a sphere where he's sitting with major people, as opposed to it just being an and. That's what I'm saying. Instead of it just being like an and to what Bill Burr does, it's going to be his thing, okay? Stephen A. Smith is going to explode on the landscape of conversation, okay? And again, no disrespect to Rogan. You must give him his props for building a platform. Good for him. But now you're going to have better talent in that space, okay? And that is my first prediction.
That, my friends, is Chris Cuomo making a bold prediction in a business that he just recently got into. Obviously, you heard what he had to say. He's claiming that there are people that are going to leapfrog other people and blah, blah, blah. You know, as all businesses do. Anyhow, we are here. It is the Stretch Goose Podcast. Thank you all for jumping on. Like it, share it, subscribe to it, pass it on to your friends. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you, and thank you, thank you, thank you, and appreciate you all. It is Wednesday, it is hump day, it is down the hill to the weekend where you will have all the fun that you possibly could have and then realize it's only 2 days to Monday. Only 2 days to Monday, guys. But anyway, back to Cuomo. So Cuomo is making this bold claim, this prediction that in the world of podcasting, that there will be better talent moving up and taking people's places on top of charts, things like that, because other people have spent a lot of money. You heard what he said. Here's the thing, though. People have been listening. Let's take the two that he has said already. Bill Burr, Stephen A. Let's take Stephen A. Stephen A. Smith has a YouTube channel with 1 million subscribers and 142 million views. That's the way you should say this shit. His channel obviously is a variety show of sorts, not sports based like he is on ESPN. He interviews people, what have you. Bill Burr has about 31,000 subscribers on Apple. He is a guy with about 1 million subs on YouTube, couple million on X, what have you. He's your comedian turning into this space. And he's been at this for a bit, you know, Monday morning podcast, Thursday edition, I think is what he runs. Stephen A goes, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, some shit like that. Well, here's the thing. This is off of these examples he gave. We've been listening to Stephen A's bullshit for decades, and he has a ceiling, And his ceiling is exactly where it is, 1 million people. Nobody else is going to listen to him talk bullshit outside of his mouth, because that's all he has been doing, is talking bullshit in the sports world. And now, for some reason, he's dove into the political space and what have you. And he's been, you know, 50-50 on it. I don't exactly think Stephen A. Smith is going to take the industry by storm, as he has said. Bill Burr is a comedian. He says funny shit. He's essentially got one style of comedy. It's observational, situational, kind of an analytical side of things, like if you're in a relationship and what have you. I've actually seen him in person perform, and it's very enjoyable to watch a guy work through material. No disrespect to Bill. He is an amazing talent, and he's been a very good comedian for decades. Will his audience go above the 1 million to 2 million that he has that follows him everywhere? Maybe. Who knows? But I don't know. I don't know if anybody's going to run around, you know, like a Wondery or something like that. I'm not sure if any of those fucking guys are going to sit there and hand him a bag of cash. He's trying to do his own thing. He's trying to be his own boss. I don't see this happening. Anyway, I say all that to say this. Joe Rogan turns on his microphone, and 14.5 million people listen. His YouTube channel has about 20 million followers, averaging roughly 300,000 at the minimum, all the way up to 30, 35 million, depending on whatever the interview is. For these guys to be hovering between 1 and 2 million, for him to say that within this coming year, you're going to see a change, they really are going to have... These guys specifically that he mentioned are really, really going to have to fucking sit there and work extra, extra hard to sway 20, 25 million people to their side on a consistent basis. I just don't see that shit happening at this juncture. And nobody gives a shit about Stephen A. Smith, you know, in any space that he talks outside of the million or so that listen to him. Joe Biden, though, from the AP News. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I forgot, guys. Joe Biden, AP News. Isn't Joe Biden messing with Trump at this point? I mean, the motherfucker is about to leave office January 20th. So Jimmy Carter passed away, hit the century mark. Everybody is giving him his flowers as the greatest president ever, but I'm not entirely sure about any of that. You know, when you have the hostage crisis that he had to deal with, that he handled poorly, you know, the gas crisis, energy shortages, stagflation, however you say it. Either way, he had some challenges, and I'm not exactly going to give him his propers, as it were, or his flowers, or whatever the fuck you want to say. I don't think he deserves it. Was he a president? Yeah, he was a C-minus president, in my opinion. But, of course, you know, you guys out there can let me know what you think about Jimmy Carter. Let me know in the comments down below what your thoughts are on the Jimmy. And let me know what your thoughts are on this flying the flag at half staff during the inauguration. Now, I know there's probably people out there in my audience that don't give a flying shit about Donald Trump. He's a piece of crap, but it's still, you're inaugurating a president. And usually those flags fly as high as they can be. It's kind of a celebration. But they don't want to do that all of a sudden. You know, the administration has decided to put a very long time window on this just so that the flags stay that way during January 20th. It's really, I don't know. I don't think it's anything more than a shot below the belt on Donald. Megan kind of trolling him a little bit here. I don't know if Joe realizes he's doing it. It's probably somebody else, but Trump made a few comments as well. He's basically, you can read his Truth Social post. I'm not gonna go with this. But he basically has said that it's the he respects your traditions, honoring the former president and maintaining celebratory nature of an inauguration, things like that. You know, it's kind of, like I said, in my view, who cares? You know, honor the president that passed. You know, when Donald passes, I'm sure he's thinking about, hopefully, that they do this for him as well, whoever that president may be. You know, you show your respect, you know, and I'm trying to say it as kindly as I can. You know, President Trump, grow the fuck up, you know, just grow up. It doesn't make any sense to sit here and piss and moan about something that isn't going to mean anything in the end of the day. It's not going to fucking harm your presidency if you're honoring a president that has just passed within the window of your inauguration. You know, another thing that he's kind of doing in this trolling effort here is he's allowed Joe Biden has allowed federal employees to work from home. Recent deal that he secured remote work options for over 42,000 government employees until 2029. Now, I know that the dojis out there, your Musks and your Ramaswamis, have been trying to make these guys come back to the office. And Joey Biden there just said, fuck off, and did it his way. It's been pulled as an inefficiency, as it were, by the Doge crew. But, you know, Joey put it into law. We'll see if it holds up by executive order. Who the hell knows? He's also been auctioning off unused border wall, trying to strip the car of its parts, as it were. I don't understand what's happening. Other than the only thing I don't understand. What is happening? You're right. I don't understand what's happening. These guys are in their 80s and they're acting like a bunch of fucking toddlers. They really are. I mean, they were pissing at the debate, talking about each other's golf games, and now they're over here fucking pissing at each other in a public setting. He's like, oh, I'm going to get him, you know, I'm going to make those flags lower in honor of Jimmy Carter. I'm going to extend it. We'll pass the inauguration because I want to be a dick. Then I'm going to sell the border wall because I don't want to fucking let this guy build any more wall. Not on my watch. And then I want to make the government as inefficient as possible to 42,000 government employees can work from home. It's absolutely hilarious. But I guess, I don't know. Do you guys enjoy this shit? I don't know. Let me know what you guys think in the comments section. Joe Biden fucking with Trump like this, is it as childish as it is? These guys acting like the toddlers that they are. Is it a cool thing? Do you like it? I find it fucking entertaining. I do. But, you know, I don't know. How old is too old, guys? How old is too old? Think about this for a second. Chuck Schumer is old. Mitch McConnell is old. How old is too old? Representative Virginia Fox, 81 years old, out of North Carolina, fell on the first day of the new Congress. She slipped while walking down a marble staircase outside the House chamber. Fortunately, the only thing she sustained was a few small cuts and was able to proceed to the attending physician's office. Mitch McConnell, of course, his brain froze and needed a full-blown reboot at several press conferences. And, of course, Joe Biden has a brain full of dead hamsters and was deemed too fucking senile and a bag of spaghetti by special counsel Robert Hur. You've had, these are moments that I just, you got a guy like, I believe there was a congresswoman that went missing and they found her in a dementia home. She hadn't been in the office for 6 months. They're losing the old people. They have lost them. They don't know where they're going. They don't know where they're hiding. You got them falling downstairs, falling upstairs. If you're Joe Biden, freezing in front of a camera, you got people well into their 80s and 90s serving in Congress. At what point are we going to fucking sit here and put term limits on these motherfuckers? There's no way. I mean, Bernie Sanders had a heart attack and heart surgeries and all this shit, and he's pushing, what is he, in his mid-80s at this point? How old is too old? I mean, the longest-serving member of the U.S. House of Representatives is John Dingell, a Democrat out of Michigan, 59 years and 21 days, from 1955 to 2015. That's in Congress. That's in the House of Representatives. In the Senate, the record is held by Robert Byrd, who served 51 years from 59 to 2010. He's also, I believe that's the guy that Joe Biden utilized. Did the eulogy. Hey, take two. I believe that's the guy that Joe Biden performed a eulogy for was Robert Byrd. I believe so. Currently, though, who's got the record right now? Okay, it is in the House of Representatives. It's Steny Hoyer, who has been serving since 1981, so 44 years coming up now. He is also the House Majority Leader in the Senate. The longest serving member is Chuck fucking Grassley, who is also pushing at the 44-year mark. Like, come on, guys. I mean, when are we going to stop this bullshit? When are we going to stop doing this? Seriously, when is it over for these guys? I mean, what do you guys think in the comments below? Legitimate question I would like to see you guys answer. What is the appropriate length of time to serve in Congress? Because obviously you can go forever. 44 years is what we're on right now. Yeah, 50 plus years is the record that I'm sure somebody's going to snap at this point. What is the length of time that they should be in there? Here's what I think. I think if you're doing the House of Representatives is every 2 years, I think personally those guys should get a 10-year term. 2 10-year terms, 20 years, do what you got to do, get the fuck out. Because those guys are constantly campaigning, they're not actually doing anything. In the Senate, it's 6-year term, and it goes forever. I think you cap it at 3 6-year terms or 2 6-year terms, and you call it good, 12 years. You either get it done or you get the fuck out. Something like that. Because you cannot have these guys doing this. 81-year-old woman falling down steps. I remember, was it a few years ago when Nancy Pelosi went to take a knee and then she had to get help because her fucking knees were gone? I mean, the brain, Mitt McConnell's brain freeze has got to be right up there. I mean, it has to be. I mean, there's no other way to say this shit, guys. There really isn't. And I'm going to just say it. This needs to stop. We need to fucking pass an amendment and we need to put term limits on these guys. We need to cap these guys at a certain length of time. You can't have a guy, you can't have, you know, 5-10 members of Congress all pushing 85. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. That's it, guys. Thank you all for listening. Like it, share it, subscribe to it, pass it on to a friend. See you tomorrow. Later.
want to break your soul into.